I wanted to ask you also about the people supper that you're participating in. You are preparing the last meal that Dr. King never had the opportunity to eat. That's kind of heavy.
Yeah, even like listening to you read that out loud, like I felt something.
Where do you start to kind of come up with what that will look like and taste like?
For me, I was like, how can I get inspired? So I just did all this research and then I saw something. They were talking about the supper that Martin Luther King didn't get to eat. And I was like, that's it. It instantly clicked. That's what I want my food to be inspired off of. So on his last supper, he wanted to make sure that everybody that was with him got fed a really great meal. So he spoke to the pastor that was with him. Some of the best cooks from the church all were coming to their house to prepare this, like, lavish meal. Everybody wanted to cook for him. They were going to have six different kinds of salads, chitlin, wheat bread, there was fried chicken, candied sweet potatoes,
macaroni
and cheese. If you can name it, it was there, and it was a long list of desserts. So when I saw that, I was like, that's what we should do, just to kind of pay homage, and I was totally in.
How did you get connected to the group that's putting the dinner on?
We sort of have just all followed each other from afar. I think in the social media world, none of us have ever worked together. That's why it's such an honor for them to like sort of speak out and say like, hi, we like what you're doing and we want you to be a part of this. So it should be a fun time. Really good energy so far. Like I said, very powerful.
Yeah, I'm super fascinated by Lead to Life's whole mission of like the alchemy of turning guns into shovels. And I noticed that, you know, their main goal is to use them for ceremonial tree plantings, which is really cool. But I'm wondering if, have you guys thought about some sort of other connection where the shovels are being used for like community gardens in a more direct way?
No. I mean, to be honest, this is my first encounter with a mission, like with a cause like this.
Last question about that dinner is kind of what do you hope people are going to take away after attending?
I think it's about sort of the time we're in and just using a collective group of people to spread a message. I hope that people understand that it's bigger than like each individual group.
For me, it's to kind of cook the food I would want Martin Luther King to eat. Southern soul food, I guess. Also, the people that commune and talk, have those weird conversations, get things out, and talk things through. And it's kind of cool that we get to do that over food.